We continue our limud of the different shiurim in the Torah, and that they're not godl, they're not kotten, they're beinonios. And one of the issues that we had in the previous Mishnah was that there's an ama beinis, which is bas shisha tvochim, which is bas arbo etzbois, it's 24 etzbois, and there could be that there was added on an extra half a tefach, an extra half an etzbah, so there's an ama that's 25 etzbois. And then there's also a discussion about Amos in the Beis HaMikdosh and other dinim, based on a sugya and Erevin and Sukkah, about an Amos being Bas Shisha Tvochim or Bas Chamisha Tvochim. Those were the nidonim that we had in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Omer, Kol HaAmos Hoyo Beinonios, Chutz Mimizbach HaZov VaKeren VaSoyve VaYisoyd. All Amos that are in the Beis HaMikdosh, even though we'll see that the Amma of the Beis HaMikdash is different, but even in the Beis HaMikdash, all Amma's with the Stamias was the Amma of six Tvachim. Chutz mi Mizbach HaZov, VaKeren, VaSoivev, VaYisoid. Mizbeach HaZov, and the Soivev and the Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaChitzoy. The Mizbeach in the Azorah, the Rav calls the Mizbeach HaNechosh, which is actually a little bit of a misnomer. Because we're talking over here about Amos Pashtus of the second Beis HaMikdash. We're talking over here, Klapi the Mishnayis in Midois, and Psukim in Ezra, which is talking about the reconstruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, was not built out in the Cheshitz. It was built out of Avonim. They plastered it over, but it was built primarily out of Avonim. And a chelik of the shinuyim that were in the second Beis HaMikdash were patterned based on Psukim in Yecheskel, on the chazoin of Yecheskel, of what the midois and the construction of the third Beis HaMikdash, Yibana Beis HaMikdash Meherv Yomenu, will look like, as opposed to the first Beis HaMikdash, which was based on the midois. The Binyan Shleimu was based on the midois of what's called Amas Moshe. So over here, we're talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. Still, the Rav calls it the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because that's the name, and the Mizbeach in the Chotz, even though practically it was not built out of Nechoshes. So over here, we're talking about the Mizbeach HaZov, which was in the Heichel, the Mizbeach HaKteris, and the Keren and the Soivev. The Keren are the corners, the Soivev is in the middle, the Yisoid is on the bottom where the Zrikas Hadam was, and all that was made of an Amo Bas Chamisha Tvochem. Reb Yehuda Omer, Amas HaBinyan, the Amma of the building itself, the Chaymas HaBayis, Mizbeach HaOyla, except for the Keren, the Soiviv, and the Yisoid, which Ramey just described, is Takashish HaTochim. That means he's maskim that all the different parts of the Etzim construction were Shish HaTochim. The Shol Kelim, the Amma that the Kelim was built with, that means the Oren, the Shulchan, Mizbeach HaZov, that's an Amma of Chamisho. When Rumei holds not that way, because Rumei just delineated three things that were made with the Amma of Chamisha Tvachim, not everything else, including the Kev. The first point to a Pasuk in Yecheskel, it's in Perek Mem Gimel. And the Pasuk says, Ve'ela midois ha-mizbeach ba'amo is Amo, Amo v'toifach. Amo v'toifach is a way of, if we assume that the Amma that's Huskar is Chamisha Tvachim, means an Amo with another Tefach. So that's our regular Amo of Shisha Tvachim. So the parts that will be called Amo will be an Amo Bas Chamisha, and the other Chalokim that will be delineated will be more. Ve'ele midas ha-mizbeach ba'amas Amo v'toifach, v'cheiko Amo, v'amo roichev, gvula shel svos, el svos, asoviv, zoros, arechov, zegav ha-mizbeach. The Mishnah lists off, the Pasuk, I'm sorry, lists off different Chalokim of the Mizbeach. Those, without getting into what each one means, those Chalokim, the Soiviv, the Yisoid, Karen, are from the Amo, and the Amo Teufach is everything else, which means all the other parts of the construction of the Beis HaMikdosh. The Gemara in Erevin, what comes out over there, is that Reb Yehuda also darshens this Pasuk in Yecheskel, but since the Pasuk says, Vizeh Gav HaMizbeach, at the end of the Pasuk that we just read, Vizeh means Kozeh. So that teaches us that there are other things as well that are, even though they're not delineated in the Pasuk, that are kozeh, that are built with that Amo, which in that case means Chamisha Tvachim. That's how he learns out. We'll just say over a Yediyah, Tesumtiv is Mitzayin, that how to say that the Keren of the Mizbeach was Ba'ama Bas Chamisha. He brings Shitas Rashi that Amma of the Keren was five Tvachim, both Goiva, both Reuchev, height and width. The Rambam holds only in the height, not in the width. The Gabi Yisoid also, Rashi and Menachas and Nervin Davdal, it holds only the Goiva of the Yisoid was an Amma of five Tvachim. The Reuchev of the Knisa Seisoid, where the indentation is, that's the regular Amma of six Tvachim. And the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam, Perk Beis, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, holds that the Reuchev of Knisa Yisoid is also with the Amma Bas Chamisha. What always bothered me over here, to share the horror with the Olam, something it's never been Nisiyash of Alibi, is why would even Psukim have to call it a separate Amma? Why would the Torah use two Ammas? Right? If you tell me that something is this width, this width, this length, so just call it a different size. Instead of calling something an Amma, change it proportionately. Why would you have to be Kaveya, a different Amma, and then call that an Amma Lagabi the Beis HaMikdash? If the Torah of the Nevuah was that should not be the standard Amma, so call it less than an Amma or more than an Amma. Something that was never fully clear to me. Okay, Mishnah Yer Aleph. Yesha Omru B'mida Dako. A smaller, slighter measurement. And this refers to Midois Halach of volume, which also there's a Yedua Dika Maroch, it's also in the Sugis over there, and it's primarily in the Sugis and Menochois, where the shear changed, evolved, changed, whatever term you want to use, over the centuries. This is what's called a Mida Midbarios. Remember, we have many Psukim that we say by Kobanus Musafim, where the Torah talks about different measurements, a Lug, a Kav, a Saw, Eifa, and the volume measurements that were referred to in the maftir, in the karbonis, is what's called the shiurim midbarios. Then there was Klai Yisrael went there to Israel, and the shear was nishtana. The shear became bigger by 20%, by a choymish, and that's called midis Yerushalmiyos, even though, of course, Yerushalayim wasn't settled and didn't become the capital of Klal Yisrael until hundreds of years later, but it's called Midas Yerushalmius. The same way that Talmud Yerushalmi wasn't written in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was desolate in the times of the Amiroim, but it's called Talmud Yerushalmi because they could Kedusha Seretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, of course. And then there's something called the Midas Tziporius, and like we just pointed out, Bimei, by Yisushim, by Yisheni, the Ikka Moshe of Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim. But later on, Bimei Chazal, Tkufas HaMishnah, the Mokim Moshe of Klal Yisrael moved up north. When you got there, so you got to Kivir Tzadikim of Tanoim and Amiroim. They're mostly up in the north. And over there, it's called Midas Tziporius. Tzipori is one of the cities. We don't have really the city of Tzipori. It's between where Tverio is in the valley next to the Kinneret and the towering mountains of Tzvas and Miron. We don't know exactly where it is. They have the ruins of it. But it's clear that it's someplace over there. And it's called Tzipori because that's where many of the Tanaim were. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was over there. So that's called Midas Tziporius. So that's also was a 20% increase, a Chaymish. Ba'ifin, where a Saw Midboris, and we'll call that the Saw because the Saw is one of the bigger measurements, is 5/6 of a Saw Yerushalmius. And a Saw Yerushalmius is 5/6 of a Saw Tziporius. And all the other midas will fall into line accordingly. These are called midah daka, which is the smaller midah, which is, like we said, the midah midbarius. And again, over here, we have the same ha'ara that I never quite wrapped my head around, is that why did Chazal see this idea of an evolving shear of a midah? Just use the original midah shebat Torah and just call it more. Instead of calling it a saw, you'll call it more than. I don't know. So Mishnah tells us, Yesh Amru v'mida daka, midas halach v'hayovesh. There's a midas of lach, liquid measure, nesochim, yayin, shemen that was brought for karbonis and such. V'yovesh, this is the way to measure soilas, which is in a bowl, also has to be an exact measure. Nisoron, chatzi isoron, and other such numbers. Shi'uron b'italki. There, italki is the... It's hard to know exactly. Italki is obviously related to the word Italian. What it means is Epesa Hashpa Bizman HaMishnah of the culture in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. The first half of the second Beis HaMikdash was dominated by certain, you see it also in the wording of the Mishnah, there's a lot of words that come from Yevonis. Not Chas V'Shalom that were mushpa from the culture of the Yevonim, but words and terms, especially in terms of measurements and technology, a lot of the words were borrowed from Yevonis, and in the end of the Tkufas Bayesheni, from the Romans, so that's where Italki would come from. So Bizman HaMishnah, Shi'uran B'Italki means the Shi'uran that were done B'Meha Mishnah, Zu Midbaris, which is interesting that the Shi'urim that were used B'Italia are Shove to the Shi'urim that were used in the Mikdash, the Shi'urim Midbarios, which means that even though in the Mishnah's times the Shi'ur B'Mikdash was different, and when we talk about Amos, we're talking about a different measurement, but the Shi'urim B'Italki were more consistent with the old classic Shi'urim Midbarios. V'yesham, HaKol Lefi Mashu Adam. This is a term that's used in different places, which means that it's a subjective shir. There isn't a Midah Kavua. And this is similar to what we had before. Godol, Benini, Koton, is an objective shir, or is subjective Lefi the person. We saw an Amma has this discussion. So HaKol Lefi Mashu Adam is used also in the sense of Amos, and it's totally Kefi each person. So, Masha, what are we talking about? HaKoymitzes HaMincha, the amount of mincha that had to be huktar, and the rest was left over shirayim, was a koymitz. The whole Mizrach Menachos deals with this. So the koymitz of a mincha is an amount. What amount? How much? An amount, kefi, the hand, it was measured with the hand, with the maisa kmitza, which is the first maisa of being mechin the haktor of a korban mincha, and that was the shir. HaKoyfin's haktor is chafina, was also a handful, Maloy Chofnov, the Torah says. It's a very complicated Maisa described in Gemara Yuma, the Gemara Menachos, and the shear was kefi the hand of a Kohen Gadol. You have a Kohen Gadol who's 5 feet tall, you can have a Kohen Gadol who's 5.5 feet tall, 6 feet tall, whatever it was. Vashoysekim Loy Lugma Vyem HaKippurim, a cheekful. That's how much is considered a bitl of the Inu and Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, the shear is not tolui in the regular kezayis and revias of, let's say, a shoyse dam should be berevias because it's a liquid and a maisa shti is berevias and a maisa achila rachman al tzlan nevela treif any other is bekezayis. So over here on Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't say don't eat. The Torah says that there's a bitl of inui. So the shir of bitl achila is bekoseves, which is bigger than a kezayis. But the shir of shtir is Malay Lugmav. How much is Malay Lugmav? By Kiddush also we have a share of drinking Malay Lugmav. How much is that? Can feed the cheekful of that person. Depends on his face size. Depends on his body size. What we just mentioned, by the way, this I'm sticking in the Sugraim parentheses, that Shoyse Dam is Berevias. The Rambam famously is Mechadish, that Dam is Bekezayis. So I just said it as a stomach, just as a dogma, but not Halach of Loy Lamaisa. So these are subjective shirim, kefi the size of the person. Kemozen shtei sudes la'eruv, how much does a person need to put down for an eruv etchumin? To be keveh shvisa, mishnayis and erivin, that if a person puts down food in a designated spot, that becomes his makom shvisa, and then he can walk 2,000 amas from there. He has to put down mozen shtei sudes. How much is that? Not a stump person. It's the shear of his own body size. When the Mishnah is already telling us subjective shiurim, and this is the perek of shiurim, so the Mishnah just sticks in, that really this information is in Maseches Erevin, and it belongs there. The Mishnah Agav sticks in what is called Shtei Sudois. Mishnah speaks out the Tanakama. Reb Meir holds Mezoine Lachoyl Avaloy L'Shabbos. Mezoine Lachoyl, how much he would eat for a weekday, how much bread he would need for a weekday meal, not Shabbos. Reb Yehuda Aymel L'Shabbos Avaloy L'Choyl. Yehuda says, no, it's talking about a Shabbos Suda. Now, of course, the million-dollar question is which one is more, which one is less. So Mishnah says, Elu V'Elu M'Skavnu L'Hokl. Both of them meant less. How could it be less? Either it's more or less. So Mepharshim explain that there's a Svara to say that a person eats more during the week because he doesn't have such a variety. Chicken soup, gefilte fish, dips. He's eating bread. He's filling up on bread. So mezoneh lachoyel is more. So merely you have to measure with Suda Shabbos. On the other hand, during Chol, a person doesn't eat L'Soiva. People used to eat less. Shabbos is when a person has an Neshama Yisera, and that's when he eats more. Samela, Suda Shabbos could be more. Samela, there was an argument this way and that way. This is a Mishnah in Erev, the 8th Perek. What is the shear in numbers, in hard numbers? Reb Shimon Eimim is Shtei Yodis L'Kikar. Shtei Yodis means 2/3 of a Kika Lechem Mishalosh L'Kav. When you make 3 kikorois from a kav chitin. So a kikor, 1 kikor is 1/3 of a kav. 2/3 of that is 5 beitzim and 1/3, which is the shear of Shtei Sudas L'Yenerv. The Rav makes the whole cheshbon barichus. The Rav goes through the numbers, the way the numbers are. B'mei HaMishnah, we'll just read the next sheet. Reb Yochanan ben Breika Omer, Mikika b'pundyoin me'arba soin b'sela. Which means like this. The shear of Mozen Shtei Sudas is from a kikar that one could buy from a baker b'pundyoin. A pundyoin is a small coin, which is a chatzimo. Me'arba soin b'sela. When the price of bread is 4 soin of chitim at the price of a sela. A sela is 24 mo, and a chatzimo will be 1/48 of that. So if you do the math, the Rav Cheshvan Zohar Parichus, the Nachtem, the baker, will be buying, kefi this formula, will be buying a chatzi kav for a pundyoin. So because the Nachtem also has to turn a profit, the general is that he's going to charge twice as much for the work and for the other ingredients. So mainly he sells a pundyoin for a pundyoin, a kikar, of a revakav. A revakav, kefid the shirim of askaleb gude, which we pointed out in earlier Mishnahs, is 6 beitzim. That's the shev eruvet chumas. So these are two complicated formulas. The Mishnah is really an erevin, the sugi is over there. The Rav brings the numbers of the coins with the measurements that are necessary to cheshbon out, but that's the Mishnah. We'll just point out a gitshmaki idea. What we have in the Mishnah of Ashoisim Lelugma B'yem HaKippurim, of course, generally speaking, we don't know the shiurim, so a person who needs to eat shiurim on Yom Kippur is going to have to drink very, very little in order not to be over that shiur. Reb Kiva Eger points out over here in the Mishnah, Gamlin Yekiddish, we said it, that the din is also that he has to be Toyim Lelugmav. Now, the halacha is brought in Aruch Chaim Reish Ayin Aleph, which is in Hilchas Kiddish. So over there it's brought in Yeshayimrim, that Maloy Lugmov is mitzarif in order to be Yotze Kiddush, and Maloy Lugmov shall kol ha-mesubim biyachad. Now, if you're talking about 4 people drinking to be mitzarif, you can't talk about subjectively different people, different shiurim. If they're mitzarif, it has to be one objective shiur, it has to be one standard Maloy Lugmov of an Odom Benini. So you look at the Shatzin in Sivkotin Samachay, he points this out, that the Yesuve Daitoi, which is the shiur of Yom Kippur, like we said, when it's a bitl inoy, because that's what refreshes a person, that's the shear that's totally in a person. But l'gabi kiddush, it's a word, al kois shel bracha, that's called the kois was drunk. So it has nothing to do with subjective to the person who's drinking. It has to do with that's how much of the kois shel bracha is called that it was partaken of. So, well, of course, it's totally in the shear of another menmi, which then we can understand why it would be mitzarif different people.